people think that the Kedusha Yom is Yom Adin. But you see, Yom Adin is a Machlekes Tanaim. So if that's the case, what is the Kedusha Yom? What is the Kedusha Yom? So for that I say you have to take a look at the Tfilis. You have to take a look at the Tfilis. What is the Tfilis? The Tfilis say, because really, you see, if the Kedusha Yom was Yom Adin, so then there wouldn't be any room for Tanaim to argue. All right? Because you take a look at the Tfilis, the Tfilis define the Kedusha Yom. I mean, the function of Tfilah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is to enunciate the Kedusha Yom. That's Allah in the Yom. The Yom demands that the Kedusha of the day must be expressed in Tfilah. Okay? So if you take a look at the Tfilis on Rosh Hashanah, really, you see the main Tfilah, which was the Tfilah from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, which is the Lakenev HaLakev HaSeinu, Zochrenu Elegan HaSeinu, Maloch HaKolom Kol Dechvedecho, Vinosa Kolos Bikarecho, well-known bracha and the chasimah of bracha, bracha tod Hashem melech al kol aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So you see that the bracha really enunciates, doesn't say mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hadin, it says mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So the essence of the kedushas hayom is really yom hazikaron, and that's really the tefillah of the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. As a matter of fact, all the tefillahs, the original tefillahs of the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, does mention a thing about yom hadin. Okay. Not in the Malchus, not in the Zichronos. Doesn't mention a word about Yom Adin. And in Shofar also doesn't mention, in the final bracha, does not mention anything about Yom Adin. Where do you have Yom Adin the earliest? Yeah, the earliest mention of Yom Adin is in Atta Zocher Masei Olam. So it mentions the fact that Akash Baruch Hu is done. He says, So he mentions that in Rosh Hashanah is a gzad din of l'chaim v'lamavis. V'alam diz v'yomer, eze l'cher v'eze l'sholim, eze l'rov v'eze l'sova. Uvriyaz boi v'keid l'askim l'chaim v'lamavis, mino nifkat v'yom hazeh. Okay? Yep. Okay, but that was Rav's tefillah. So Rav apparently held, and that's why the Rambam held, because you see that Rav held that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Apparently Rambam held from the Tfilis, you see, from the Kabbalah Tfilis, all Klal Yisrael, Rav's Tfilah. So apparently we hold, not like Rav Yosef, and not like Rav Yosi, that Adam is Nidim B'chol Yom. But on the contrary, we hold that Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah. All right, and it has halachic implications because it's been a gate of Tfilah. Okay, you have to pass it. So therefore, the psak is that Adam Nidun for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, yeah, that's the earliest mention. After that, the only time you have Yom Adin, the next is in the Piyutim. The Piyutim are all, I shouldn't say all the Piyutim, but a lot of the Piyutim mention Yom Adin. Okay, Lekela Rechdin. All right. And other Piyutim as well, yes.
The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah,
yeah.
When did they?
I'm explaining. The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah didn't mention anything about whether it is Yom Adin in the Tefillah. Now you can't bring a raya either way, and that's what I want to say. That why don't you bring a raya? It's not Yom Adin, because see, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah didn't mention it. So that's how I'm going to explain. Okay.
Have to
no, that's what I'm going to explain to you. That's not true either. If you could prove either way from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, you couldn't have a machlokes tanaim. So what I'm going to show you is you can't prove either way from the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. And why you can't prove either way. The reason why you can't prove either way from Anshe Knesset HaGdolah is because the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were busy formulating the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah. And as I said before, the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah is not Din, but it's Yom HaZikaron. So Yom HaZikaron has a very special meaning. There's a big difference between Zikaron and Din. And that's something I want to clarify. Most people mind the same thing. Zikaron and Din is the same thing. But I'll show you that Zikaron and Din are two different things. Why? Because we hold, obviously, like Rav, that Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah, Rambam, the Tfilis, okay? So we accepted the Rabbanon, Adam is Nidim Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the case, so I'll ask you a question. So how do you say Yalla V'yovo on every Yomtiv? Kenevel Kenev saying Yalla V'yovo V'yagia V'yarov V'yarotza V'yashama V'yipake Zichroneinu Figdoneinu V'zichron Avasinu V'zichron Mashiach V'davar Avdecho V'zichron Shlaim Mekodshecho 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 V'zichron That is the tefillah. Yalla V'yavo is the tefillah of Zikaron. There's any tefillah, it's still Zikaron. Yalla V'yavo, that's the whole substance of the tefillah, Zikaron. So if you're going to tell me that Zikaron and Din are identical, so we'll come out and there's Din every Yantif? What are you saying? Yalla V'yashkeder? She said, there's Din Chesukis, Pesach, I mean, Shmini Atzeres, Shavuos, every Yantif is this. So what is the... So again, you're in contradiction. So that's what I want to say. That it's important to define what exactly Zikaron means. Okay, where do you have Zikaron? Zikaron you have in the Torah, essentially in two psukim. Okay, one pasuk is in the two psukim are one next to each other. One pasuk is it's in the in Baloscha. Yeah, one pasuk is it's in Baloscha. It's according to the numeration of pesukim, it's a tes. It's yud tes, right? Yeah, yud tes. The first one. The chisavo mochama ba'artzachem al atzar atzoreschem v'arayosam achatzatzos. The pasuk says if a war occurs, so you should blow the chatzatzos when it's kartem lefnei Hashem lekechem zikaron, and I shat them me'avechem. And you'll be saved from the enemies. Next pasuk. Yom simchaschem v'mo'adechem rosh v'ashechem miskatem v'chatzotros alo l'osechem v'aziv chesholmechem. That means you blow the chatzotros in the middash when you at the time of the kabbonis. And it says v'hoyu lochem l'zikorim l'fnei Hashem l'kechem any Hashem l'kechem. Okay? So the pasuk says that through that you'll have a zikorim. Now the second pasuk is a little more difficult than the first. Because the first one, it says, "V'niskartem lifnei Hashem lekechem v'neshatem me'avechem," you'll be saved from your enemies. So you see, there's a purpose and a benefit. There's a current. But the second one doesn't say anything. The second one is peacetime. V'yom simchaschem me'avechem rosh v'ashechem. So everything's wonderful. Everything's fine. But no, "Skatem b'chatzotzos alo l'asechem v'aziv v'shalmechem v'hoyu lochem l'zikaron lifnei lekechem v'nei Hashem lekechem." So you see, apparently, there's a need for zikaron even when things are wonderful, peaceful, simcha, right? So Zikaron apparently is not really tied to any specific goal. So that is clear from the two psukim. It can achieve and attain a goal, but intrinsically it's not necessarily designed to have an objective. So what is Zikaron? What is Zikaron? So what I want to say is like this. Zikaron really means, Zikaron is a metaphor. So Zikaron is a metaphor. When we say that God remembers, what exactly do we mean to say by that? We mean to borrow something from our own frame of reference in order to connote a certain idea about God. What is the idea? It's that God remembers us. So what it means basically is that when a person thinks of something, remembers something, assuming he's a normal person, it means that that thing he's thinking about exists. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, what it means is that we have existence in God's eyes, so to speak. Okay? It means that because man has Bechira, and he can either live according to the way he was designed by God to live, or else he could live in a way that he wasn't designed to live, when he's living against his nature. If he lives against his natural way that he was designed to live, so then it's as if he's not existing. It's as if he doesn't exist. because God only gave him existence in a certain way. He was designed for a certain purpose. The moment he lives differently, other than the way it was designed, there is no existence. There was no will of God for that kind of an existence. So therefore, as philosophers have said, his existence becomes equal to his non-existence. So really, zikaron, when we say God remembers us, it means that we should be, in God's eyes, God should see us as having existence, having reality. And us meaning, of course, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to have existence. That's the first thing that we need. I mean, if we don't exist in God's eyes, so then there's nothing to talk about. And if we do exist, so then we have the benefits of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Existence means not simply that we're entitled to exist, but if God recognizes our existence, so then there are certain benefits. It means we're living in the right, proper way. It's like the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, that a person who is a Rasha, the Rambam says, is despicable before God, and he's meruchok, meshuot, toevo. And then he says, in the moment he does Teshuva, overnight he's converted to an individual that's oven, nechmod, and chavev, chavev, nechmod, ov, yedid. So it means, what does that mean? It means that the night before he didn't exist, he was the furthest away from God. His existence was nothing, and now he exists in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, the zikaron, the idea of zikaron, is that you exist in God's eyes. That's really what zikaron is. Now, zikaron could bring Yeshua, of course. That's the first pasuk. And I shot them in his cardinal fan Hashem Elokechem, and I shot them Ayavechem. The second pasuk is, it's Yom Simchaschem V'Madeicha Rosh Hashechem. It's a very nice time, the time of Simcha. But the purpose of the Simcha is, the true Simcha is that you're existing properly. So, V'Yilchem Nizkon V'Nei L'Keichem. Anir Hashem L'Keichem. So that's really the Kiddush HaSayom of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Kiddush HaSayom, is different than every other Yom Tov. Because the essence of the Kiddush is that we strive to exist before God. That's the Kiddush HaSayom. That is the whole essence of the Kiddush HaSayom. And what is the method that we use? What method do we use? Well, how do we go about it? So that's the formula. The formula is derived from that pasuk, actually. And properly so, because that's the pasuk that's not dealing with zikaron that has a goal that brings us something tangible. But it's abstract zikaron. And what does the pasuk say? Oylechem zikaron lefnei Hashem lekechem, ani Hashem lekechem. What does Chazal say? Melamed, it teaches you that wherever there's zikronos, there must be malchius imohem. Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So malchius is the formula. How do we gain existence? We gain existence by recognizing malchus shamayim. The last time I think I spoke about what malchus shamayim is. Malchus shamayim really is, it's an old Malchus Shemayim is not a yoke, a burden, a restraint, because Malachim HaMakabal Malchus Shemayim. Malchus Shemayim is the old, is like the yoke that makes the ox perform according to the way it is designed in terms of man's use, the purpose of the ox. That's the mashal from the old. And Malchus Shemayim means that you recognize your nature, the way God designed you, and the recognition of those ideas causes you to fall in line with the way of life that he prescribed for you, which is in accordance with your nature. That's really Malchus Shemayim. That's Malchus. So that's what the pasuk says. Means wherever, if you want to have the zechira, kol makom sheyes zechronos, you must have the malchus. Without the malchus, is nothing. So the malchus is what brings about the zechron. The kabbalah shel malchus shemayim. That's why Rosh Hashanah has two facets. It's malchus and zechronos. Malchus and zechronos. You see in the Kiddush Yom, Bo'od Hashem melech al kol ha'aretz, melech al kol ha'aretz. Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Zikaron. It's interesting, the idea of melech. the Shem HaMelech. So what is the idea of Melech over here? Over here, Melech is really different. We say Melech all year round. But over here, the term Melech is, we have a matir to refer to God in the way that we perceive Him from our own standpoint. In other words, that we perceive Him in a way of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So therefore, for the our perception, we're permitted to use that term. And that term is really like a Shem Hashem. Because you see, instead of a Kael HaKadosh, they have Melech HaKadosh. So it replaces a Kael. And that's why in Yalav Yovah, you're not allowed to say, in the end of Yalav Yovah, you're not allowed to say, Kikel Melech Hanun Rachamato, ordinarily all year round. But over here, you're allowed to say, in Rosh Hashanah, you say, Kikel Melech Hanun Rachamato. Why? Because over here, Melech is the Shem Hashem. The matir is to use our perception in terms of how we design our lives, what God means to us from that standpoint. You have a matter to use that term in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaMelech replaces Okel. HaMelech replaces Okel. Mention as an aside, there's an interesting Ritva. Ritva says that the Ritva in the end of Rosh Hashanah, says that the phrase Hamelach, the question is, do you go back for a Melach HaMishpat or you don't go back if you get a Melach HaMishpat? Rampas, because you go back. So everybody thinks the devil pasha, you don't go back, because it said Melach HaYitzdak HaMishpat. The Rebbe says no. Rampas says no, that if you don't say Hamelach HaMishpat, you have to go back. You see, according to what we're saying now, it's clear just primarily why you have to go back, because HaMelech HaVeh is a different function. HaMelech is a Shem Hashem. Melech HaYitzdak HaMishpat is not. That's simply referring to saying he's in Melech HaYitzdak HaMishpat. That's the ordinary term Melech. But over here, Melech is the Shem Hashem. Okay, so the Rambam holds you have to go back. But the Ritva says an interesting thing. He says another reason why you have to go back is because HaMelech HaMishpat has a big sod. There's a sod in HaMelech HaMishpat, he says, and most people, if they think about it, they'll realize that it's not a proper phrase. But then, if there's Zoche, he says, they'll really enjoy the idea that is conveyed by the phrase being seemingly grammatically incorrect. Okay? Why is it seem grammatically incorrect? Because you can say HaMelech HaKadosh, because Kadosh is an adjective. But HaMelech HaMishpat doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? HaMelech HaMishpat, what is the Mishpat doing there? You see. I think what the Ritva means is, I can't say, since it's a sort, so maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But I think what it means is like this, that the HaMelech HaMishpat means that the Mishpat, see, all if you say Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat, so you're referring to the Tzedakah Mishpat as being outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if it exists outside. Melech, over there, by the way, Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat doesn't necessarily mean, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, it means as far as Bnei Adam are concerned, he's an Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. If we do Tzedakah Mishpat, it will be Oev Yisrael. So he's Oev anyone that does the institution of Tzedakah Mishpat. But HaMelech HaMishpat over here has a different meaning. It's not Melech Oev Tzedakah Mishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat is a different meaning. It means the Melech who is the Mishpat. Because there's no Mishpat outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mishpat. Because he's the one that establishes what each individual has a right to and what he doesn't have a right to. He is the one that establishes it. And that's the Mishpat. The Mishpat and him are one. HaMelech HaMishpat. So you see, there's good reason. Rishva says that it's a good reason to be chozer. HaMelech HaMishpat, be very careful. I mean, try not to forget. You say HaMelech HaMishpat, it's a good spot to say that you have to go back. Yeah.
Why don't we say HaMelech HaMishpat? Why don't we?
No. Because now it's a different. Now it's a matir. This is a time where you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different sense, in the sense that, as I mentioned before, they have a matir to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way you perceive him in terms of Malchus. Okay? Yes. You see, it's an interesting thing. You see, the idea of Malchus is carried through all the sense mentioned. But anyways, good. Okay. All right. So the thing is like this. Okay. So the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus. The Malchus and Zechronus, you see, are the two themes, the two most essential themes. Because you see in the Bracha, Lekenev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meloch HaKol Olam Kulu B'Chvadecha, right? So, Bracha Baruch Hu, Melech HaKol Oretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Yom HaZikorem. So you see, Zechronus and Malchus are the most essential. Shofar is also a thing. But Shofar is Bameh B'Shofar. That's the vehicle. But the vehicle is, you don't have to mention every time the Shofar. You mention simply the Malchus, because the Shofar is the vehicle of the Malchus. Proclaiming the Malchus must be proclaimed via the Shofar. Via the Shofar. I'm not going to go on Shofar. There's many ideas in Shofar. Many ideas in Shofar. I think over the years we've spoken about various ideas, but this is not going to go to Chaz Rav all the ideas in Shofar. But the Shofar is the only vehicle. The Shofar is the only vehicle that could be used, because there are many ideas contained in Shofar about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and about our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you must have. And if you don't have those ideas, then the Malchus will not take place. So there's the ultimate goal of Zichronos. The Zichronos can only be via Malchus, but Malchus itself is not a simple matter. It requires a vehicle, and the vehicle is the Shofar. That's the formula. That's basically the formula for Yom HaDin, okay? Not a simple formula, but it's a formula which Klal Yisrael is very happy to receive, because it's based on Kadosh Baruch Hu's infinite chokhmah and understanding. And once you understand, you see what the Kedushas Yom is. Yes. Yeah, I mean, just like it. Like, by tefillah, you always say Melech and Yalav Yav. Only Bechsa Mazin you can't, because you're not allowed to be Mazkir, Malchus Beis David, and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one bracha. Can't, because qualitatively differentiate. So that's why it's in the same bracha of Rachem. So ordinarily you omit it, but on Rosh Hashanah you include it, because it's a different connotation. Malchus is the Shem Hashem. Okay. Yeah. That's the meaning of all those psukim. Yiskol Kimnes Noach, Yiskol Achaya, Yiskol Abhema, Asher Ito Bateva. What does it mean? He remembered him? Or he forgot him? It means to say that his existence was real before God. That's what it means. All those people. Correct. Yeah. I just want to mention Agav Orcha, something we mentioned on Yom Tov, which I think is important, is of course the Chachomim you see didn't allow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos. That is an important point. Rosh Hashanah Shecholias, no Shofar. The question is, how is that possible? I mean, after all, the whole, the shofar is part of Gdusha Yom. Yom Tshuah Yelachad. It's Gdusha Yom. Why Yom Tshuah? Because the Tshuah is the vehicle of the Malchus, which brings about Zechronos. So how could the Chum say, because they're afraid that some person didn't practice the shofar properly, and therefore go and will carry the shofar to somebody to teach him on Rosh Hashanah? I mean, that's why you do away with the whole Kedushas Hayom. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's almost impossible to say. And you see, Tesfos himself says, Tesfos in Rosh Hashanah says that that's why they left the Tkiyas in a Bezdin. Not the Tkiyas, you see, they left in a Bezdin. But Bifnei Bezdin Yitokin even on Shabbos. But the Lulav they didn't. So that's what it says, because Shofar Shehula Halo Zichroneim Shel Yisroel Avim Sheva Shemayim. So they didn't want to Vat Lagamri, so they left it in the Bezdin. Yeah, but the fact is there is no Bezdin. We don't have any, we don't belong for anybody, but they did him. And then and when what happened? So the Takana comes up. Takana got rid of the whole Yom, the whole Kedusha Yom. So that's what I want to mention. I think an important Yisod in our Dos, and that is that Yahadus maintains that you don't achieve, you don't attain salvation, you see, through any particular physical mechanical means. That's any mechanical means is only a vehicle. But the way we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the ideas. So it's not the truah, but it's the Zichron Shua. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in his Nusach and Tefillah, he always said Zichron Shua. We say Tefillah Yom Shua. Yom Shua, because Rambam always says Zichron Shua. Zichron Shua. Because the Kiyum is really in the Zichron. There's no magical performance, you see. The sound of the shofar, I see like a, Like, read the Goyim try to describe the shofar, try to attribute some kind of mystical sound. See, we don't hold that. That's a letter. We hold that it's the ideas of the shofar. So therefore, when the Chachomim said, because they were afraid of a Zeragos of Shabbos, they said that you do away with the technical Maisa, the Kedushas Hayom is not God. Because the Zichron Shrua, the Tfilis, the Zichron Shrua, the ideas, you put the now, you put the from the Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah, conceptually, still exists. It's Zichron Shrua, so that's why the Kedushas Hayom is completely intact. If there were no Mitzvah of Shofar, then the Kedushas Hayom would not be intact. But since there is a mitzvah shofar, but you can't do it because takanas hachamim, that doesn't take away from your relationship to the kiyum and the kedushas of yom. It's amazing. Yes. Yeah. Pasuk asher yom yodei sruah. And Hashem bar panach elech means it's the knowledge of the truah, the knowledge of the mitzvah that makes us close to God. It's not the technical physical performance. Of course, you can't if you don't do the performance. I mean, it shows you don't have the ideas. The performance. The mitzvah, the activity, is part of bringing about the ideas. But if on a Rosh Hashanah, Shchol Yesh B'Shabbos, you can't do it, it does not remove the Kedushas Hayom, and it doesn't interfere one iota with the outcome with the outcome. Now we happen to hold Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin with the outcome of your Yom Adin either. And that's why I saw in the Machzer in Nusach by somebody. In the Machzerim, they have over there this tefillah, which should really be erased, about the malachim that come out of the shofar should go before God and should bring us salvation. This is all nonsense, because that would mean the Chachamim did away with the whole with the whole ability of us being successful in Yom Adin when it's Shabbos. And so, what happened to those malachim? Yeah. It's a nonsensical. I don't know who constructed it, but it's a nonsensical foolish. You shouldn't say it. You should remove it. But anyways, yeah. So the thing is like this. So that's really the kedusha sayom is really yom hazikaron. Is yom hazikaron. Now zikaron. See, the idea of zikaron is all the time. Whenever you're close to God, it's zikaron. That's why every yontif you say yalav yom. Even though it's not Yom Adin. Now what I want to say is this. I mean, I know the Ramban says and the Rambam says that all the ideas of God judging on Rosh Hashanah are really deep metaphysical concepts, and as a matter of fact, Ramban says you're not permitted to speak about these concepts in front of the Hamon Am because they're very abstruse. But certain amount, I mean, you see, a certain amount we can understand. So the idea of zikaron and the idea of din, what I want to say is that they're two distinct ideas. Zikaron means when your existence is recognized by God, and din is gzeros. Okay. Now what I want to say is like this: that there are benefits. You see, there are yom adin has to do with gzeros. Not everything is gzeros. In other words, like the Rambam says, a person who does tshuva overnight, one day he was distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does mitzvahs and Torah from love and fun, they're worthless, everything he does is worthless, as if he doesn't exist, and the next day, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but the Rambam says in the first parak that certain things, certain averis, not nimchal, serious averis. So how is it possible he's close to God? He has serious averis. The answer is the two distinct realms. One realm is the realm of gzeros. That's din. But it doesn't mean there's nothing else besides gzeros. There are certain benefits that a person has from being called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, which we don't know how it works. You see, we don't understand. But we know that there are certain fixed gzeros. But even that's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara says, "Kamam Matzlin." The Gemara says, "The Boyas Emor." The Gemara says, "The Yofet Zoko LaOdam Bein Kodem Zera Bein Lachak Zera." What does it mean? It means to say that it might not be able to mevatel Zera, but it doesn't mean that there's no benefit. What exactly it is, we don't know. This is a metaphysical phenomena which we weren't given the ability to look into and to understand. But there are benefits that we attain that are outside the realm of Gzeres. And that's why you'll see, and that's why, that's why you say Yalla V'Yalla. Every Yantar say Yalla, Yalla Zichroneinu, Fikdoneinu, V'Zichron Avosinu, Zichron Avosinu, L'Fleito, L'Tovo, L'Chein, L'Chesed, L'Rachman, L'Chaim, L'Sholoim, B'Yom HaChagazah. It means just because there are Gzeres. Gzeres are specifics, but there's a whole realm outside of those specifics. So it doesn't mean, even if a person has a bad gzera, it doesn't mean that it's just fixed and nothing will change outside of the gzera. Gzera is a gzera, but there's a whole world outside the gzera where a person attains benefits of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the Ashgacha. So that's really the Yalla V'Yavo. That's every yontif. That's what you're going to follow for every yontif. The yalla zechanim fikdanenu, and then l'chaim l'sholaim zochrenu l'tovo fikdanenu l'rochav shalom l'chaim. That's aside from zeros. That's the idea of yofet zo'oko afilu l'achar zera. Because there are other benefits. The Taisus talks about the zeros. Whatever. Different things we don't know exactly. I'd rather not go into the specifics. But there are two realms. There's a realm of zera, and then there's a realm outside the zera. And you see one thing. You see, for instance, in the Avinu Malkeinu. Okay? In Avinu Malkeinu, what do we say? So Avinu Malkeinu is really, it's a tefillas hashatz, it's tachnunim, and Avinu Malkeinu has to do with din. Has to do with din. Because you say, in Aseres Mitzvah, you say, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tovo, right? What do we say if it's not?
Baruch
Aleinu Shana Tovo. Baruch Aleinu Shana Tovo. Yeah. Baruch Aleinu. See, that's what I'm saying. Bracha, sim shalom tovo, bracha, chen v'ches v'rach v'lem kos olamach, you say every day. That's the Gemara Nesek Kasha. Gemara says, k'ma matzli noed noed nesim shalom. Because that's not gzeros. The Gemara only says, the Gemara says, k'ma matzli na mri aksir amri. That's only because you need mispal for them to live. That's a gzero. Chayim amavis is gzero. But aside from that, and even within Chaim Mavis, they say, okay, when will be Yisrapi? What Taisa means to say, Taisa talks about but it means there's a whole realm outside the certain things are fixed, but there's a whole realm outside and around the Gzera, where a person who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu attains benefits. So that's why we say Baruch Aleinu Shana Tovah. What's the next one? Etchazim. What? Kosvenu Masefer Chayim Tovim, for instance. What do you say all year round? Zochreinu L'Chayim Tovim. Zochreinu L'Chayim. You see? You have Kosvenu Masefer Panos V'Chal Kolo. Right? That you say in the Sesame Yeshiva. What do you say all year round? Zochreinu L'Panos V'Chal Kolo. Correct? Is that alright? Yeah. So what's the difference between Kosvenu and Zochreinu? That's what I'm telling you. That Kosvenu is really, Kosvenu is Gzera. Kosvenu is Gzera. Zochreinu means the Gzera we can't do anything about, whatever the Gzera is. But there still is an element of Bracha being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of the Gzera. And that's why, you only show me the one person. But the that's why all year round, basically all year round is Zochreinu, and over here it's Kosvenu. Wherever it says Kosvenu, all year round is Zochreinu. That's the difference. Zochreinu you could always say. Zochreinu you could always say. Because there are benefits outside the realm of Zeros. I don't even forget that. So you understand what I'm saying? That's the difference between Zikorin and between Din. Now, what I'm saying really is that the Anshei Knesset, the Tfilis and the Anshei Knesset Agdola, the Kedushas Hayom, is really a Kedushas Hayom of Zikaron. That's the Kedushas Hayom is not Din. If you hold that there's Din, so Din is an aspect of God's Malchus. That's where it comes in Russian. It's an aspect of God's Malchus. You see? The Din is an aspect of God's Malchus. But the Kedusha Sayyom is not Din per se. So that's why you have it not the Zohar, and that's why you have it in the Piyutim. The Piyutim is always brings in the Din because it's an aspect of the Malchus. Because the Melech is a judge. So that's an aspect of the Malchus. But the essence of the Kedusha Sayyom is really not not din, but what? It's zikaron and malchus. Okay, it's an interesting rush.
Yeah,
is it? Yeah, what's the question? Right. In Kabbalah you have a phrase called Hamtakas Adinim. Hamtakas Adinim, that's what they meant. Hamtakas Adinim is a genuine concept. It means to say that there's din, but din doesn't necessarily mean that the din is the only thing. Din is not the only thing. Being Korov LaKadosh Baruch Hu is not nothing in terms of Yashgach. In spite of Xerah. Xerah is, there's two realms. There's Xerah, and then there are certain benefits that a person has from being Korov LaKadosh Baruch Hu. May not be able to undo the Xerah, but it doesn't mean he's not going to have the same fate. His fate is going to be different. How exactly, what exactly that means, we can't translate it into concrete terms and specifics. But we know that those two realms exist before God, and that's what we're responsible for. Yes? Yeah. No. Right. Okay, all right, it's a good question. That's what I'm about to take care of. If the Anshe Knesset Gdola held that din does in fact take place on Rosh Hashanah, it's an aspect of the Malchus, so then why didn't they mention it in the Tfilis, in the Kedusha Yom, as an aspect? Okay? I'll tell you why. Okay, that way. Anyway, so you see, the rush in the end of Rosh Hashanah, interesting rush. The rush says that some people were noheg to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So the rush says, he quotes like this. Ulis, yeah. Oh, this is like this. So the rush brings down I'm not going to go into the halachic aspect of it. It's the end of the last rush in Rosh Hashanah. It's muta b'yoshev v'tainus, or it's also b'yoshev v'tainus. So he brings down that he says Rav Nachman Noy Goyen said on the first day of Rosh Hashanah you can't fast because it's the Raisa, but on the second day and on Shabbos Shuva you can't. But he says Dvarf Tmurim, he says Sha'osa L'sanef beyond the Rosh Hashanah V'hitl Saz B'Shabbos. What kind of that's also the Raisa. But anyway, it says V'nira Divrei Rav Hai Sha'kosa L'sanef B'shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Onu Roim Sheyofa Hu Shalolis Anos Shekach Omru Parnasei Yisrael Harishonim Yisrael Barosh Hashanah. He means Ezra Ichlu Madanim Usum Amtakim Ki Kadosh Hayom Adoneinu. Okay, and that was Rosh Hashanah. Okay, all right. Then he goes into Shabbos Shuva, and then he says like this. And he says V'chein Das Aritz Geus, and he says V'kosav Aseres Yimei Tshuva Ikri. Rosh Hashanah is called Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Yom Tzom Lo Ikri, but they're not called Lalom. It's not called the Yom Tzom. Okay. V'chein Kasafti L'Maila B'Shem Ma'asar Shalom Grayim, and he says V'od Hevi Rav Yaraya Meir Shami Perikamad Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rebbe Simon, Ksiv, Kimi Goy Godol, who is such a, where do you find such a great nation? So Rabbi Hananya, Rabbi Yeshua, Chad Omar, Ezu Uma Ka'uma Zos. What kind of a nation is like this nation? She Yodas Ofyo Shel Elokeho. And it knows the way of its God. Okay, it knows Derech Hashem. Why? Ben Noeg Shebolam. Adam sheyesh lo din lo veishchorim umeskasa shchorim umegadol zekonov veinachotuch zepornov lefi she'eni yadeya eich dina yotze. He doesn't know what's going to happen. So if a regular person goes in front of an ordinary melech, in front of a judge, so he's very worried, he's very concerned. So he can't get dressed up. Avo Yisrael einon ken lov shim levonim umesatvim levonim umegalchim zekonom vechotchim zepornayim. Va'ochlin v'shosim u'smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah l'fishe yodim she'akadosh baruch hu osu lahem nisim u'mates dinam l'kaf schus v'kareya lahem gzai dinam. Strange statement. It's almost hard to understand what it means. If that's the case, so what's the whole Yom HaDin about? What are we worried about? I mean, what's the, what is the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? If that's the case, So then there's nothing to be concerned about. It's against everything that is against all the tefillahs. I mean, all the piyutim, all the tefillahs, dat besoch, everything. I mean, yilul nifket kayamad. So what does it mean? What does it mean? I think it means it like this. That it's based on something we mentioned once before. It means that, what does it mean? It says, mi goy gadol that understands ofyo shel Elokecha. It means that there's some deep insight over it, not just stam, a statement. This is not what, this is the tremendous chokhmah that God's going to do in Nesu, wherever we're batuch. What does it mean? There's an idea here that the Yishalmi, a profound idea that the Yishalmi is saying that this guy Gadol knows. So what is the idea? Just to say that this guy, they just assume they're going to be Zakai Bedin, that's a profound idea. Yeah, what it means like this. What it means is that an ordinary person, when they go before a judge, they're concerned with the immediate. What are they preoccupied with? What is my outcome going to be? That's all they're thinking about. They're not concerned about the reign of the Melech or the covet of the Melech. If they are, it's only insofar as their own din is concerned. You see, but Klal Yisrael is a different formula. Klal Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bedin, and Klal Yisrael are being judged, they're being Nodun, and what are they concerned about in Rosh Hashanah? The Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? They're concerned about Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yom HaZikaron. The din is answered, the din becomes subordinated, the personal becomes subordinated to the Kvod Shemayim, to the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's only one concern, that we should be existing in his eyes. That's a forget about the din. So you see, that's what the Yishalmi says, that this is an unusual nation. What kind of a methodology is this? Because the nation knows that if they concern themselves with Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedushas HaYom, the Yom HaZikaron, then they don't have to worry about anything. Then they can do just plenty of time to do tshuva. Meantime, if they the idea is that we do something that nobody else would do. Because everybody else would simply come into shul and be in pachad or ador, just concerned about their own personal outcome. But we say, push that aside. There's something far more significant. Asaken olam b'malchus shaddai. That's more important. To recognize, olakeinu melocha kol olam kulu b'chledecha v'yedek olpol kiyata fiyalto v'yavim kol yotzer kiyata yitzayto. Yemak ha'shem v'shem 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 is the Kedushas HaYom, and that is the most significant idea, and we celebrate the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we get dressed up. Why do we get dressed up? Why do we eat? Why do you have a Suda? Where you should be concerned and worried? Pachad or the answer is because there's another theme that supersedes your own personal destiny, something far greater, and that's the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Yishalmi says. Mi Goy Gadol, who would think of such a thing? No nation would think of such an idea. A nation would say, it's Yom HaDinah, because I'm with ourselves. And that's basically, where does that come from? That comes from, it's really a pasuk in Ezra. It's a pasuk in Ezra. It's in Nehemiah Ches. Okay? It says, when Ezra gathered all the people together, So it says in the Chemiches, V'yosu chol ha'om ki ish echor el rechov, V'yomru le'ezra sofa lo'avi sefer Torah Moshe, asher tzivat Hashem es Yisrael. So they brought the sefer Torah, and Ezra made a migdal eitz, made a bima, and they read the sefer Torah le'eni chol ha'om, v'yiftach Ezra sefer le'eni chol ha'om ki me'al chol ha'om hayah, ukefischo amdu cholam, and then it says, "Vayvorach Ezra Hashem lekim hagadol v'elcholam cholam amen." And vayigdu v'yistachu Hashem apayim arzo. Then it says, "Vayikru v'sefer b'toras lekim meforosh v'som sechel v'yavinu b'mikra." Explain the ideas, And then what happened was, in the next pasuk, when he explained the ideas, the profound ideas of the Torah, so it says, everybody, they were all crying because they saw there was real tshuva gemara of the whole Klal Yisrael, because they saw how they deviated from the ideas of the Torah. So Ezra said, "Vayomalem no." So on the contrary, he stopped them from being bocha. Bechi is part of tshuva. He said, no, this is not the time to do that. Now, on the contrary, now what you have to do is ichlu mashmanim ushum amtakim. Why? That's Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha Sayyam. Now you have to be concerned about the Kedusha Sayyam. Pasagin, it's in Nechemya, Ches Yud. Yeah. Nechemya, Ches Yud, yeah. That was the story with Ezra. So that's what he told him. He says, Kikara Sayyam Ladanenu. You can't be concerned about yourself right now. You're bocha and you're crying because you see how much you lost out from going away from the Derech HaTorah, Derech Hashem. But that's not what you should do now. Now you have to stop and you have to be sameach in the kedusha sayom in the kikara sayom of the neno. That's exactly what the Rosh is quoting from Rav Haigayin, where he says. So the whole idea of fasting on Rosh Hashanah would make sense if the Kedusha Sayyam were Yom Adin. Then it would be, then fasting would be appropriate. But the Kedusha Sayyam is not Yom Adin. The Kedusha Sayyam is Yom, is Malchius and Zikaron. That's really Kedusha. Melech HaKolos Mekadosh Sov Yom Zikaron. And that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did not introduce Yom HaDin in the Tefillah, because they accentuated the Kedusha Sayyom, where you're supposed to express it like Ezra said, Kikadosh Sayyom LaDaneinu, you're supposed to really be Mesameach in the Kedusha Sayyom of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Sayyom LaDaneinu, Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the essence of the day. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah in their tefillahs, in their bracha, if they would have put in Yom HaDin, it would be a taktid asasim. That's why you can do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, you should do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a part of the Shayim. It can't be a part of the Shayim. Yeah. So that's why the Gemara can't prove either way from the tefillah. Because the tefillah just enunciates the Kedusha Sayyam. So you have to prove either way. It's not there for a good reason. It doesn't, whether it's Yom HaDin or not is a separate question. If it is, then it should be mentioned in a secondary sense as an extension of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. It means that they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kerei Gzar Dinam, as long as they do the Malchus properly, they have nothing to worry about. That's what it means. But the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, well, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Masakein, every word must be there. If you don't have those ideas, you have no tefillah. But insofar as the Paitano accent, if you miss Peter, you hate the film. There are a lot of things you can add. Okay. Now, from the Rush, it's clear that there's no minig not to cut your beard. It's the contrary. It says, Magalchon Zakonam. Zobam. Every theme in Yahadis, that's the Moadim, are really themes that Yahadis assign the time to concentrate on that theme. Yeah. That's good. I mean, the time to Yom Haras Olam is existence. I say one basically that we mentioned yesterday with regard to Yom Kippur. Okay, with regard to Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says in Yuma that brings down the Das Vosham Vadai Machaprim and Misa V'Yom Kippur Machaprim Ima Tshuva. And Shiva Machaperas Alaveras Kalos Alaseva Losa Seva Lachamuros Utola Chiyovim Prum Yachapa. Okay. And then you have the Shitas Rebbe. That Rebbe says that Akol Averos Shebator Rabbein Osa Tshuva Bein Lo Osa Tshuva Yom HaKippur Mechaper Chutz Miporek Olam Megal Panam Batora Mefer Bris Bosa Shem Osa Tshuva Yom HaKippur Mechaper Vem Lo Osa Tshuva Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. So Rebbe holds that Yom HaKippurim really does not require tshuva. Famous statement from Rebbe. So I know I said this many years ago, but I think it ties into what we were saying before. The question, of course, a lot of questions in the Rambam, because it comes out according to Rebbe, it's a strange thing. According to Rebbe, you don't need tshuva. So Yom HaKippurim by itself is a machaper. So it comes out, I mean, and Chacham hold no, only with tshuva, only if you do tshuva. So actually, both positions are viable. Because if you're going to say you need tshuva, so then what do you need Yom HaKippurim for? But on the other hand, if you say that you don't need tshuva, it'll come out that Rebbe will hold that you have machlekes tanoim that is so widespread. In other words, one person holds that the soul can be improved only through tshuva, which is an overhaul of the self. And the other one says, nah, just Yom Kippur. He slept all day Yom Kippur, and he's and that's it. It's machapa. I mean, it's a very strange kind of a machlekes. How do you have machlekes like this? I mean, it seems like a machlekes in essentials. But the answer to that, and this explains a lot of points in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, that you see, for instance, the Rambam says that's mitzvah say lesvados. What's the mitzvah say? Kol mitzvah shebatorah bein lo sasei im ovar odo malachas mehem bein bezodim bein bishgogo kishiyase tshuva v'yoshev mecheto chayev lesvados lefnei akel baruch. Okay, so it's chayev and vidui. Vidui zeh mitzvah sasei. Ketzad mitzvadim. Omer ona Hashem chatosi avisi poshat lufanecho asisi kach v'kach. Then he says v'chein balechatos v'ashamos. Someone who's chayev a korban. Beishim avim korban asayim ashigat gosan oals donon. Ein miskaper lahem b'korbono machiyasu tshuva. V'yisvadu vidui dvorim. Okay, shenema v'svado asher choto leho. So over here he says that even if you bring a korban, there's not going to be any kapara, unless what? Unless there's tshuva, but not just tshuva. He says vidui also vidui dvar. Shenema v'svado asher choto leho. So without tshuva and vidui, okay, without tshuva, that's around the point. Okay, so v'yisvada. So you must have vidui. Okay, yeah, but there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says that if a person mekadosh an isha on the tnai, on the condition that he's a tzaddik gomor. Okay, he says I'm not sure he's tzaddik gomor. So Gemara says, let's say we know this guy's a rasha, so it shouldn't be any Kedushin. The Gemara says, no, it's a Suffolk Kedushin. Why? Because Shema here believe all. Maybe that moment, one second, while right before he gave the ring, he was Mahar Balun Har Tshuva. And now he's inside of Gama. I mean, how's it possible? The Ram over here says, and Ram Paskin's the way also. Ram Paskin's the way in Hukhazishus. So how could the Ram over here say that it's... Right? So apparently without vidu there's nothing. So let's see, did he do vidu or did he not do vidu? If he did vidu under the chuppah, okay, but if he didn't do vidu under the chuppah, so it should be nothing. Because then is this still a Rosh Hagama? Right? Yeah. So the answer is moreover, I mean, if he did tshuva, why does he need the chatas? I mean, the Ram says later that bisman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayom ve'ein lano mizbach kapara ein sham ela tshuva. Okay, so all you need is tshuva. So it comes out that we're better off now than we were in the time of the bias, because in the time of the bias, the Ram says that the Sora Mishaleach is Machaper on the Chamuros. Hakol Mishaper Sora Mishaleach. Lush Yosa Tshuva. Avalim Lo Yosa Tshuva. Eina Sora Machaper Lo Lakalos. Okay? Okay. So what? That's also a strange thing. Over there you see without Tshuva it works. But the Sora Mishaleach. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. So what I want to say like this, in line with what we mentioned before, that there's, it's a little different. The one tshuva is the tshuva that determines whether a person is korov laKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one tshuva. That's the one in Perek Zion where he says that overnight the person has changed. That can be done in a split second, without saying a word. Okay, without saying a word, you become a tzaddik gomer in a split second. But the halacha over here, with regard to a chait, is a specific, insofar as the mitzvahs are concerned. You see, in other words, like this. You see, the purpose of mitzvahs are perfection. The purpose of mitzvahs are perfection. So when a person doesn't, so the question is, so why do you have to do mitzvahs? Just do perfection. So the answer is, if a person does not engage in mitzvahs, he's denying the vehicles of perfection that God has created for him. Okay? So, it's not the mitzvah per se that brings him close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mitzvah has an objective, and the objective is perfection. Okay? So if a person violates a mitzvah, it's different, in other words, Kodem Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, two things happened. We became aware and informed about certain vehicles, activities that lead a person to perfection. That's one. And the second thing is, we were mekabel upon ourselves this system, Ba'olo B'Shua, which means that we are committed to keeping this system. Klal Yisrael is committed to keeping this system, and every Yochid is committed to keeping the system. So therefore, you see, so therefore now we're involved in something which is different than just perfection. Of course, it's all perfection. You see, it's all ultimately perfection, but the perfection has different faces to it. You understand what I mean? In other words, there's intrinsic perfection in terms of the soul, but then there's the system of Yahadis, which you will makabel upon yourself, and you have to follow that system. So insofar as you as an individual's commitment to the system, you have to take a look in the system and see what it says in terms of your commitment. Now, if the system says you must do a certain activity and you violate that activity, so you broke. So you broke your responsibility to the system. So God says you broke your responsibility. The Kabbalah Satorah has been broken now, because now is a breach of the Kabbalah. You understand the thing? Atam nitzav mayom kolchem. Is Roshechem Shivtechem Lo Avrachav Avrisa Hashem V'alaso. So it's a Kabbalah Satorah. So now you have to take a look at what your responsibility is to the system of Torah. So if the Torah, for instance, says that if you were over an Avera, and that's it, forget about it, you don't have to do anything about it, so there's nothing to do. You understand? If, on the other hand, the Torah gives you a certain formula, a high of you in a certain formula, now you're responsible to that formula. You understand what I mean? In other words, if the Torah says that if you break the halacha in a serious infraction requires a korban and vidui dvarim, so if you don't do that, so then you have not exercised your responsibility to the halacha. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Rebbe held that Yom HaKippurim itself, Yom HaKippurim itself is enough. It absolves you. There's nothing more you have to do. You see? As long as it doesn't violate Yom HaKippurim. The Yom HaKippurim itself is a machaper. It means that the system introduced this vehicle of kapara, of Yom HaKippurim, insofar as the commitment of Klal Yisrael to the system. Okay? But Rebbe is how, so it means you don't have to do anything more. That's it. But it is no reflection whatsoever. That's only in the realm of one's commitment to the system. It's no reflection on how close that individual is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other than insofar as he is still within the system. But in terms of perfection, it doesn't mean anything, necessarily. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the commitment to the system means that there is a system that has its own orbit, which we have accepted upon ourselves, but all over shore. So if you break your commitment, so then that's a different breach, a different kind of breach. Now a person, it's possible for a person not to break any commitment to the system to be a Rosh Hagamah. That's what the Ramban says. Novel versus other means no perfection, but it'll just technically do every single activity. But you understand what I'm saying? So the system has an objective which is perfection, but you can't bypass the system. The system itself has a reality to it. So that's where you have the machlokes of Rebbe and the Chacham, insofar as the system is concerned. And that's why Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, the system has certain demands. That's what the Ram means. Bizman Azeh She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam Ve'ein Lona Mizbach Kapar Ein Shem Alachuvah. It means Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, there's a different formula that the system requires. Bizman Azeh, the formula is different. So the Perek Aleph in the Rambam really is a commitment in terms of the system. How does the Rambam hold insofar as Yom Kippur is concerned? Interesting. The Rambam says that Va'atzmo Shel Yom Kippur Mechaper. Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur means the day itself. Mechaper L'Shovim Shenevra Ki Bayom Azeh Yechaper Alechem. The Yom is Mechaper. So, but he says Mechaper L'Shovim. Mechaper, what does exactly mean Mechaper L'Shovim? Why did the Rambam say mechaper like some is yevusha satchuva avam lo satchuva ain't a son mechaper? Okay, and the Rambam before says also acheyasu says chayvei malkius chayvei says not mechaper acheyasu tshuva v'yisvadu. But over here the Rambam just says Mechaper L'Shovim. It's an interesting thing. It's a different term. The Rambam uses the same term in Hilchos Shgagos. In Hilchos Shgagos. The same term, but he explains it a little more. The Rambam says like this. He says that it's an imperagimel, because an osham toloi, the halach is that Yom Kippurim removes an osham toloi. The chay of osham toloi, so Yom Kippurim removes it. It's like this: Ein Yom Kippurim v'lo achatos v'lo osham mechaprim. He says, Elo al hashovim ha'ma'aminim bekaparosam. An interesting thing. Okay, he says, Aval ha'mevayit bohen, ein on meskaprim bo. Person's mevayit, he kicks at it, there's no kapara. Ketzer, he said, Hoya mevayit v'hevi achatas or ashomo v'hu omer, and he said, while he's bringing the chatas of the ashom, he says, or thinks in his heart, she'ein elu mechaperim, these don't do anything, they don't accomplish anything. Afal pi shekorvoi kimitzvason, even though it was done precisely exactly the way the halacha demanded, it says, lo neskapalo. Uchesheyachzor b'tshuva mibeitaso, when he's chozer b'tshuva from his denial of the efficaciousness of the carbon, he says tzorach lohavi chataso v'ashamo. The chena mevayet b'yom haKippurim ein yom haKippurim mechaper lo. Okay, so he says the fichach neschayev b'ashem toli v'over lo yom haKippurim v'um mevayet b'areiz alone neschaper lo. So it makes a serious difference. So what does it mean? So it means to say that Yom Kippurim Mechaper L'Shovim is a different term, has a different connotation in the Rambam. Shovim over here means Shovel Hashem. Shovel Hashem. That's why the Rambam doesn't say it's Mechaper Imachuva. Ache Yaseh Tshuva. Ache Yaseh Tshuva is on a particular chet. But over here it means Shovim el Hashem u'maminim b'kaparoso. That's what it means. That's what that's how the Rambam was with regard to it. That's what the Rambam means before. Va'atzmo shel yom ha'kippurim mechapra l'shovim. It means he who is maimin that in God's system there is a Yom HaKippurim which he introduced as a machaper in terms of reinstating the bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's a mamin in that, so then it is in fact a machaper insofar as his responsibility to Tayyag is concerned. That's what we're on. That's really the concept of the Rambam. It's an essential concept. So therefore, it means that that's why the halacha is that if a person did tshuva on a chait once before, he still is supposed to do tshuva on Yom Kippur again, even though he did tshuva 100 times. What's the reason? The reason is because tshuva is not just insofar as a particular event is concerned. It's a certain state of mind that creates a certain state of mind of Shovel Hashem. Shovel Hashem. So even though the Aver was Nimchal already, and Ein Maskira Lo Shuvah Onosa, once a person does Shuvah, but the process, he could do the process again, because in the process there's a certain element of a Shovel Hashem and a recognition that the Yom is a Mechaper. Mamin Bekaparoso. Shovel Hashem and Mamin Bekaparoso, that is the Mechaper. That is the Mechaper. So the formula of Tayyag, that's the idea of Yom HaKippurim. In the formula of Tayyag was introduced the concept, the idea that if a person was a Chote and he broke his responsibility to Tayyag, and he's Ba'ola B'Shvua, Atem Nitzav Yom Kocham, he's Ba'ola B'Shvua, but if he's Mamin in the Slicha, Mechila, and Kapara of the Yom HaKippurim, and he's a Shovel Hashem and he's Mamin B'Kaparoso, so then he's reinstated in terms of the bris, in terms of the reality of his existence insofar as the bris is concerned. That's really what that's the concept of Yom. That's the idea that Yom HaKippurim is a Mechaper. But that itself, of course, is one dimension. It's one dimension of our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It does not mean that insofar as perfection is concerned, that's the Rambam Perek Zion, that a person must be a Shov insofar as his midos, insofar as his whole life, his whole way of life, that's the real tshuva, that's the ultimate tshuva, that's Makarva L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that tshuva doesn't have a specific formula of vidui. Of course, vidui is an enhancement, but that tshuva is something that could be done even in a split second. A person could be shav, and he could be karv l'kadosh baruch hu. Then he'll have a lot of things to do. He's going to have to be very busy if he actually did that kind of thing. But that moment, he's karv l'kadosh baruch hu.